This portion of TV Confidential is brought to us by our friends at Factor. If you want to eat better this year and are looking for fast, healthy, restaurant-quality meals that are ready to eat and easy on your budget, Factor is the perfect solution. Head to factormeals.com/talktv50 and use code TALKTV50 to get 50% off your first month's order and 20% off your next month. That's factormeals.com/talktv50 and use code TALKTV50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is active.
Hi, this is Melissa Manchester, and you lucky people, are listening to TV Confidential.
The look of love.
Ed Robertson welcoming you back to TV Confidential radio talk show about television. Very happy to welcome back our friend Rosalind Kind. Rosalind Kind, the younger sister of Barbara Streisand, who is also an accomplished, multi-talented entertainer in her own right. The New York Post once said that Rosalind Kind is so good on so many levels that it is difficult to categorize her. She rules the stage with a royal command that demands adoration from every seat in the house. Earlier this year, Rosalind realized one of her dreams by combining two hits, The Look of Love and The Island, into a brand new medley that not only celebrates love in all forms, all denominations, all orientations, but reinforces the belief that all of us can find love no matter what our age. Rosalind Kind's The Look of Love / The Island is available now as a digital single, plus there is also a 6-minute video also available that you can enjoy. We'll tell you more about both in just a second. Rosalind Kind, welcome back to our program.
Thank you, Ed. Nice to be back with you.
Nice to chat with you again in an industry that likes to pigeonhole artists.
I know. Isn't it something? I mean, so many times they just call me a cabaret singer. I'm like, how do they call you that? You're so much more than that.
Well, and that's my point. You've managed to avoid being pigeonholed because you're able to perform songs on different levels and on different platforms. Not that it was easy to do, but you've managed to do that. That is no small feat.
Well, you know, I just try to make every, even a major venue, a big venue, like when I was on tour with my sister, 20,000 seats, you just sing to people and you have to make them each feel like they're being sung to only.
Yes, and not only that, I mean, if you're performing a song, whether it's your new medley or whether it's Save the Country, which is a song you perform many, many times, the key is, especially when you're performing it in front of an audience, whether it's a large audience or an intimate venue, the key is to make it sound like you're performing, not only performing that song for those who were seated watching you that night, Rosalind, but making it sound like this is the very first time you've ever sung this song.
Oh, yeah. But you can do that wholeheartedly if you are coming from your heart. If all these things matter to you, you know, it might be delivered differently depending on the audience, depending on the venue, depending on where you are at that very moment. It can never be exactly the same, but the importance is that it has the same true meaning.
Yes, and your interpretation of, say, The Look of Love may be a little different than Barbara's interpretation whenever she performs it, but the fact that it's interpretation of the artist will be always be a little bit different depending on who the artist is. That's also authentic.
You know what? It was done by so many artists before my sister even. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So it's like so funny because somebody wrote a post the other day of, how dare you sing your sister's song? How tacky! And then my fans are like, you know, giving her heck because of it. It's so weird. I mean, years ago when I played the Pfister Hotel in Milwaukee on my opening night, and somebody wrote, was it a critic or somebody, that I was singing my sister's song. It was a song from the summer of 42. Do you know how many people recorded that song before my sister did?
Well, that...
But this person, since she did it, it was her song, and how dare I sing it?
And that's the point. I mean, nobody really owns a song. I mean, there may be a recording or a particular performance that people will always think of, but
right.
From the very beginning of time, even Shakespeare borrowed from himself, you know.
Oh, yeah.
And borrowed from other people. So
listen, I love what I get my drama from is I love Shirley Bassey.
Mm-hmm.
I love her. I've always was enamored of her delivery. I loved the dramatics in there, and I think I've borrowed from Shirley.
Yes, and how you perform a song today may be a little bit different if you were to perform the same song 5 years ago, 10 years ago.
Oh, definitely.
25 years ago.
Life experiences have happened since then.
That's right, and your interpretation your interpretation of a line may not change, but when you perform a line and you think about it, you're not the same person who first sang that lyric earlier. So it helps give a richer performance.
Exactly, and that's what makes different performances, like chocolate and vanilla ice cream.
Mm-hmm.
All the different flavors out there. Everybody has their own way of feeling a lyric.
We're giving you a sense of the flavor of Rosalind Kind. Rosalind Kind, actress, singer, all-around entertainer. Rosalind recently combined two classic hit songs, The Look of Love and The Island, into a brand new medley that celebrates love in all of its forms. Rosalind Kind's The Look of Love, The Island, available now digitally as a single through Here Now, as well as rosalindkind.herenow.com/The Look of Love, The Island. There is also a 6-minute video of The Look of Love / The Island that Rosalind not only stars in, she also produced. We're going to talk about that in just a second. You can enjoy that video on demand for free at the Rosalind Kind official YouTube channel. What drew you to this project, Rosalind?
What drew me was I used to sing these two songs each separately at different times in different shows in my lineup. And one day I was putting another show together for going out again, and I thought about, gee, I wonder what these two songs would sound like together. So I dabbled with it with my musical director, and it worked out so well that I just had to do it. And I did it in the beginning with just piano, then trio, but I wasn't satisfied. I wanted to record it, but I wanted it fully orchestrated. And that got accomplished with my record producer, my brilliant record producer, Stefan Oberhoff, who was in L.A. and now he has migrated to Nashville. So the next time I record, I have to go to Nashville. he did a brilliant thing, and we had guest cellist Matt Cooker, who was with the Philharmonic here in Los Angeles as well. And it was just incredible, and I just love these two songs, and I made a story out. That's what I do. I love singing story songs. When I sang Meadowlark, I made a story. You know, I related it to my grandma giving me advice. I took it out of the context of the show, The Baker's Wife, and made it personal. And so I could relate to it. And that's what I did with The Look of Love in The Island. And, you know, there were certain points that I felt today needed to be made. And so I combined it to make a story. I didn't think it was going to end up being 6 minutes, but it is. And I wasn't going to make it shorter because it had to have a beginning, a middle, and an end.
That's true.
It had to reflect love, and, you know, the value of love, the beginnings, the endings, and the nows, and the wherefore, and howfore, and with whom you should have it, you know? Many things even, you know, politically that have to be stated out there. Not that I sang it in that vein, but to suggest it, you know?
Yeah, well,
but the right to love and be loved by whomever and with whomever.
Well, when I'm not doing my radio show, Rosalind, I write books and I help other people write books. And one of my go-to points is a story is as long as it needs to be to say what you need to say the way you want to say it. And so in the case of doing a video interpretation of your medley, yeah, okay, you may have figured 3 minutes, you may have figured 10 minutes, but you shoot as much as you need. And then you've got whatever, I mean, at least I would imagine, I've never put together a music video before, but I would...
I have to realize that the whole recording was 6 minutes, so I had to live up to that. Although my team was saying, can you cut it a little here? Absolutely not. The instrumentals could give us the transitions of time. We cannot cut it,
yeah.
You know? And we're getting such great response from it, Ed. People are crying. People are loving. It's touching their hearts, which is what I wanted.
Mm-hmm.
What I wanted. And we just got the laurels yesterday for acceptance in the Rome Music Video Festival.
Oh, congratulations.
Thank you. So we're so excited because we just put it up on Monday and Wednesday. that one came back with an acceptance.
Very good, very good.
It's very exciting.
Yes, Rosalind Kind's The Look of Love, The Island, available now digitally as a single, rosalindkind.herenow.com/The Look of Love, The Island. The 6-minute video of The Look of Love, The Island by Rosalind Kind is available for free viewing on demand on the Rosalind Kind official YouTube channel.
You can also go to Spotify, Apple, Amazon, it's everywhere across.
Okay, wherever music is sold, wherever music is sold digitally. Okay, all right.
Stay with us, folks. We'll be right back.
One more item if you want to eat better this year. Our friends at Factor are the perfect solution. They have more than 35 fresh, pre-prepared, chef-crafted, and dietitian-approved meals, including Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, Keto, and Vegan and Veggie that are restaurant quality with such premium ingredients as filet mignon, shrimp, truffle butter, broccolini, and asparagus, and which are all ready to heat and ready to eat with no prepping, no cooking, and no cleanup necessary. Check it out yourself by going to factormeals.com/talktv50. Astrid and I recently checked out some of Factor's keto selections, including their roasted tomato and feta cavatappi with broccoli and red peppers, and the garlic and herb roasted mushrooms, while their 3-bean chili with quinoa is just the right size for lunch. We also enjoyed their chocolate banana smoothies, which is just one of the more than 60 healthy and nutritious add-on options Factor provides that will help you fuel up and feel good all day, while best of all, Factor meals are less expensive than takeout. Head to factormeals.com/talktv50 and use code TALKTV50 to get 50% off your first month's order and 20% off your next month. Factor Meals is celebrating Earth Day all throughout the month of April, so be sure to look for the Earth Month Eats badge on the menu for our lowest carbon footprint meals. Factor Meals is the perfect solution for fast, upscale, ready-to-eat meals. That's factormeals.com/talktv50 and use code TALKTV50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is active.
Hi, I'm Kerry Lester, and you're listening to TV Confidential.
For people like me who are musically illiterate, Rosalind, when you decide, okay, these two songs should be a medley, how do you go about do that? It's not like you just slap them together like you're making a sandwich. There's some, I mean, there's... Say again?
Where it makes sense.
Yeah.
But I just had an instinct that it would, and it would give me the story I wanted to have, you know? But you fool around with it at the piano or whatever, where you should come in, where you should go out, whatever. And I actually, when I came with the idea a long time ago, and I did it, and I brought it to my record producer, who I produced with, I brought him the bones of what the trio was and everything. And from there, he orchestrated it. And arranged and orchestrated it, so it's a monumental place that it is now.
So it really is a collaborative process. I mean,
with my team for the video.
Yeah.
My director was brilliant, and they're up and coming. They're up and coming. My co-producer, my director, Monique Impagliazzo, Malik Hanna, who produced along with by my side, our DP, Justin Nodal, our whole cast and crew. Couldn't have been more loving and more for this project. There was such love on the set that I loved it. It made it such a joy. I loved working with all these people, and they did such great work for this video.
And I love talking to Rosalind Kind. Rosalind Kind's a new single, "The Look of Love, The Island," available as a digital release, digital single release wherever music is sold. Spotify, Here Now. Wherever music is found, the 6-minute video of The Look of Love, The Island, available on the Rosalind Kind official YouTube channel. Let's go back to making the video. Did you know you were going to have a video when you decided to put this together? And what's the process? I mean, how do you...
I recorded the song first, but I had it for a while, but I didn't put it out. I knew I was going to eventually do a video.
Mm-hmm.
It had to get done, because everything I've done lately... I've put out with a video.
Mm-hmm.
But that's how people can get attracted to it, you know,
mm-hmm.
And hear it and look for it. So I always knew I wanted to do a video, but I decided to do it. Actually, it was like a year ago, March 9th, this coming March 9th,
okay.
This year that I first sat down with my director and started talking about it, what I wanted, you know, what I was looking for, blah, blah. And the previous December, before New Year's, we were at a dinner where our mutual friend said, you know, Monique Rahi wants to do a video. So, and she had just gotten, she was working on another video. She did Malik's video. That's her first music video. Mine was her second, and she was brilliant and up and coming. And so from March 9th of last year, this is, it was an idea that started to get talked about. And then eventually she brought me Malik to meet Malik. She said the two of you would get along great. And little by little, we kept talking about The Essence and this, that, and the other. And then I met the director of photography, Justin, who is a brilliant DP, gorgeous photography, gorgeous cinematography. And then all of a sudden we had it, and we sharpened the idea of the story. And they did, you know, the shots, and they would bring it to me for, okay, you know, my input. And we did the casting. We had a casting call, but Monique and Malik did the basic one, and they brought me the last contenders for me to decide. And then we had to go location hunting, too. For locations. And that wasn't easy. That's, everything took time. So we didn't shoot the first 2 days until just before Thanksgiving.
So, okay, so it, you first sat down and started conceiving this on March 9th of last year. That means your video is a Pisces.
Ah, and that's my rising sign.
Oh, okay, there you go. That's no wonder why we get along so well. Rosalind Kind, a new digital release, The Look of Love, The Island, available wherever music is sold. The six-minute video of The Look of Love, The Island, all available, viewing on demand for free on the Rosalind Kind official YouTube channel. We touched on getting to the casting and how some of the casting people, they did most of the heavy lifting until they brought down the three or four people that were the finalists, and then that's when Rosalind came in. The actress who plays the younger Rosalind,
isn't she great? She's phenomenal. She's not even really, she hasn't done a lot of acting. She's a choreographer dancer.
Well, yes, and she demonstrates a little. She demonstrates her dancing ability and her understanding of choreography
I also, because I wanted, I asked for somebody who could move,
mm-hmm.
because that would help the sensuality of the piece. I needed the sensuality to make sense, and I didn't want somebody who didn't have a dance movement background.
Okay, all right. So that gives us a little insight into, I mean, you're not just telling a static story of star-crossed lovers who see each other from across the way in an outdoor dining setting. I mean, in the back of your mind, you
20 years after their beginning relationship,
yeah.
come across each other in the bistro.
So in the back of your mind, there's literally movement you want to convey in the interpretation of the song. So, but
always. Always. I study dance myself. Movement is so important, and your body says so much.
Absolutely. And movement is a, this may sound self-evident, but movement is another way of performing and another way of telling a story.
Yeah, exactly. And our young lover, he's studying dermatology, and he was the last person we met with. We had to wait for him to get out of work one day. But I needed to get somebody who looked like Buzz Lear.
Yeah.
And I had to get somebody who really looked like me, could pass for me. And I think we did a great job. Everybody's saying so.
Oh, well let me add to that. She really, I mean to me, the first time we see the younger you, I mean, it's like, okay, yeah, that's very good casting, because she really likes you, especially in the eyes.
Uh-huh.
She has your eyes.
Yeah.
Or her eyes are very much like yours. Let's put it that way. So it's very dynamic. Rosalind Kind's "The Look of Love," "The Island," available as a digital single wherever music is sold. The 6-minute video, "The Look of Love," "The Island," available viewing on demand. Rosalind Kind official YouTube channel. Be part of our conversation. If you like what you hear, have thoughts on this week's program, or have an idea for a future edition of TV Confidential, we'd love to hear from you. You can email us at talk@tvconfidential.net, talk@tvconfidential.net. You can also message us at facebook.com/TV Confidential, x.com/TV Confidential, or at TV Confidential on Instagram. And if you're listening to us on the TV Confidential podcast, please be sure to hit the subscribe button.
This portion of TV Confidential is brought to us by our friends at Front Porch Realty, the community of realtors in the Northern Bay area of California that is committed to finding the solution that is best for their clients. Whether you're a first-time home buyer or looking to sell or lease your property in Northern California, call Karen Strain at 415-886-7411 or visit frontporchrealtygroup.com for more information on how they can help you.